Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Amy's in the bathroom. Lunchbox left because he wasn't feeling good.
Just you and me, bud.
Morgan, Ray, Abby, Mike.
What's up, guys?
It's good, Steve.
That's true.
Everybody, hold on. I drank a bunch of water right before we went on. Oh, man. Problem with eating really quickly in between, like, commercial breaks or drinking a bunch of water is that you do it so quickly. Then it sends a message. Well, some of this air needs to come up. Can you swallow so much air?
Yeah.
That's the problem with
it. That's why I don't do it. Or I just, there's something left in my mouth. I'm still chewing when we go on.
So what do you do?
I just swallow it. I'm just like, swallow as fast as I can.
That doesn't seem safe.
No, it's not safe.
Maybe just store it over in the side.
In the cheek, like a squirrel?
Until later and then come back to it. All right, Amy's back. How'd it go in there?
Good.
Yeah? Any news to report?
Nope.
It took a while. Everything good?
Yeah. System okay?
Yeah. I feel like it took a while.
Yeah. I mean, you left like 7 this morning.
I didn't. Shut up.
All right. Well, let's roll with some stuff here. First up, Raymundo wants to talk about why Taylor and Travis Kelce will never work out. Which, by the way, I like Taylor fine. I like Travis Kelce fine. It's too much. I'm trying to watch a game. A good game, by the way. A good game that goes down to it where Zach Wilson throws touchdown, interception into the game, loses the game. Patrick Mahomes is a hero. It's too much.
They cut to her after.
It's too much.
Every time he catches a pass.
It's too much. Raymundo.
Yeah, so he's big, dumb football player. And that's not me just saying that. I mean, when they won the Super Bowl, he was the guy that goes, "You gotta fight for your right to party." That is who he is. And I've even heard his podcast. I think somebody goes, "Hey, would you explain what a field goal is?" And he goes to his brother, "I mean, I don't even know. You just explain it." He plays football and he doesn't even know how to explain what a field goal is. So he really is, I feel like, not that smart. And Taylor, isn't she the best lyricist of our time? And there's going to be enough substance there for these two to work out? Get out of here. Stop.
I feel like there's a little hyperbole on both of those. I don't think he's super dumb. And I think he's just like, "I don't want to explain a field goal. You do it." But I don't. I also probably don't feel like he is the most intellectual person ever because he hasn't had to be. When you're awarded and rewarded for being an athlete your whole life, you don't go, "No, but I'm gonna dedicate a whole bunch of time to learning about the culture of the Aztecs." I mean, really, we do what we're good at or what we're drawn to. So I'm sure he's fine. And I don't know that Taylor is the greatest lyricist of our time. I think she'd be in the conversation. But
she is very intelligent.
But I don't think it's one of the things of like she is definitively the greatest lyricist. I think she's one of the best, obviously. So I'm going to say the little hyperbole on both of those. But I do absolutely understand your point.
Thank you.
But I don't know him well enough to go. He may not be a dumb guy.
He's the drinking guy. He's the one that almost, it was so drunk, he went under the president's podium and Patrick Mahomes had to come grab him.
He's very bro.
Very bro.
He's very bro. It feels to me, though, like it's so much that I didn't believe that it was fake or orchestrated. It's starting to feel to me a little bit orchestrated.
Okay, but I feel that. But why? Like, who needs it? Who's benefiting from this? Why would it be orchestrated?
I don't know that that Taylor needs it.
Right. Because that's what I'm asking. Who?
Well, yeah, well, thank you. I'd like to answer if you stop yelling the word who at me. Okay. I don't think that Taylor needs it as much as if your car is on a quarter tank of gas or half tank of gas. Sometimes you put gas in it anyway to keep it going. Sometimes you keep the machine going. And so sometimes you don't want it to get all the way down to empty. It's not going to for a long time with her because she's killing it. But sometimes you just got to keep stuff going. And also, there's a commercial with her on the NFL last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, did they whip that up the other day or it's been in the works?
I don't know. I'm still going to lean toward it's real. My conspiracy is that I've followed a bunch is that they've been dating longer than they've put on.
Oh, yeah.
But I could be, with a simple fact, I could be led down any of the aisles here.
Sure.
That they've been dating for longer than they've been put on, that they're not dating at all, it's all on, or that they are dating. I'm kind of 33%. I'm 34, 33, 33.
She wasn't wearing a jersey last night.
Black shirt, yeah.
She was just wearing regular clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
With the red lips.
But here's why. And I saw that point, too. When she went to the game in Kansas City, it was in Kansas City. So okay. She was dressed like the home team.
Oh, so it's
so
away.
Here she wasn't dressed green like the Jets, but she also wasn't going to wear the away team's uniform.
But you wear your boyfriend's jersey.
I hear you, and I understand that logic.
And I think like when like somebody's husband, like Matt Stafford's wife, she goes to all the games.
Wife.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that's the reason I could see her not. Because she's in New York. Obviously they're dating. But that was in the Kansas City box that she was in. An example. We are very close with the Owenses, Jake and Erica, my wife and myself. And my wife's a huge Oklahoma fan, diehard. Jake is a massive Florida State guy, diehard, went to school there. We go and we sit in the Florida State box at the bowl game of Oklahoma versus Florida State. Caitlin wore generic colors, like black, because it was the Florida State box and it was a school box. And she was like, I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm going to root for Oklahoma, but I'm not going to be disrespectful and wear the other team's colors in their paid for box.
Correct. Because you're not playing.
She still rooted for Oklahoma, but she's not playing.
If you were playing quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners,
she
would have worn your jersey.
I don't, but then she wouldn't have sat in a Florida State box.
She would have had her own box.
Yeah, I don't know whose box it was.
It was celebrity box is what that was.
She was just with the Kelsey family the first time. This time, a little more generic, and it wasn't in Kansas City. I'm saying that's the reason she probably didn't do it. Not to prove a point.
I feel like it's all fake.
And people in New York be yelling at her, throwing stuff at her in a Chiefs jersey.
Probably.
I'm still going to go 34% real. 33% real, and they've been dating longer than we know. 33% orchestrated.
Okay. You're right in the middle.
I'm still 67% real, but my real is split.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
What do you think, Amy?
I don't know. I want it to be, if she's happy, I want it to be real. And I hate that people are having to speculate whether or not it's real or not.
Well, but she wants it too, though, or she wouldn't do it like this.
Because she's a private person, right?
Yeah, I've never seen her launch out, even when she was dating the 1975 guy.
Yeah.
Right.
They had to get pictures of him sneaking her. You know, she wasn't like front row at his show with his mom.
There was a video where they like snuck her in a road box.
Yeah.
Luggage.
And now she's just out in the middle of a football field?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. They do very something different. Very
shady. Thumbs up.
She may know him in a way that none of us do.
Okay.
I'm sure she does.
Or none of us want to know.
I mean, because what if part of that is like his like shtick? What if behind
it's the greatest
doors?
Thing for him. He's got a million new Instagram followers.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
His jersey sales are up.
Yeah, like 400% the first week.
I mean, even the Kansas City Chiefs for that matter, because ticket sales are crazy. Everyone's tuning in to that game.
I saw TikToks of dads watching the games with their daughters last night.
Yeah.
Because they're like, the first time my daughter's ever watched the game. So that's good. I mean, the NFL could also be paying Taylor Swift $5 million.
That's what I was thinking.
I was wondering. I was like, are
but they don't need it. But honestly, they don't need it either.
Okay.
But again, I'm doing the gas thing again, right? If you don't keep it full of gas, it doesn't mean that it's going to run out of gas or even slow down, but you always want to keep the fuel in it.
Okay.
And I feel like the gas analogy, the NFL would like to do that more than Taylor would.
Yeah, and if it were leading into like her doing the halftime show, I think this is the first year that she could have done it based on sponsorship. She's not because Usher is, which I think Lizzo was, and then I think Lizzo was canceled, and then Usher. Mm. I would say, oh, if she ends up doing the halftime show, but I don't. She's not.
Yeah. Is there a chance she gets added to the Usher bill?
I don't think she would come out and be a side character. No. She's the biggest star in America musically. True. So I don't know, but I'm tired of it.
You want football back?
Yeah. It's fun on Instagram and E! News and even a mention or two, because they always mention if Adam Sandler's there, that's fine. Hey, look who's up. It's Jay-Z up in the box. That's cool. I can't do a cutaway every 6 minutes.
And almost every time they do that, whoever they're showing is promoting something. Like, Blake Shelton's there. He's on The Voice tonight. Whatever.
Well, and she was promoting her movie because the commercial ran.
Correct.
Her concert movie. It literally ran during the...
No.
I'm still with it, though. Count me as... Where's Lauren? Never mind. We'll talk to Lauren later this week. She's a Swift, but we'll talk to her later. Ray, that's a good point, though. Where do you put it, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely dating, and I feel she played in all those football stadiums. So she knew how that feels to have that crowd looking at you. So she's like, who can I date to get me back in those football stadiums?
I don't know.
She already missed it.
I mean, she'd go to a game without dating anybody. Okay.
Maybe.
Anybody got their Halloween costume picked out?
Yeah, I got mine.
Already?
Yeah, I came in last week.
You and the kids?
Yeah, we're doing a family thing. And just, you know, that's where I'm at in my life.
Like, what are y'all?
We're the Mario family. So there's Mario, Luigi, my wife's Peach.
Well, that's fine.
I am the mushroom guy. The
Peach Princess or whatever?
Yeah, Princess Peach.
Princess Peach.
Yeah. I think the little guy's Bowser.
Mm. That's cute.
Are all the costumes from the same company? Or did you order them all together? Or did you order them all separately and they could be like different?
I think they're all separately. My wife did all that.
That's a risk.
That they just look completely different? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't
Not
think
that
it'll
be
that.
Bad, but if you bought them all as a package, obviously mm-hmm. they're... well, that's fun.
I wanted to be Bowser, though. I was kind of upset about that. Like, who's the mushroom guy? Who is that dude?
Toad.
Toad.
Yeah, Toad sucks.
Yeah, who wants to be Toad?
Yeah, just own it.
No, Toad's like Don Flamenco and Mike Tyson's punch-out. Like, lame.
Yeah, he's the Spaniard guy, right?
With a rose in his mouth, you knock him out with one punch. Or Glass Joe.
Glass Joe, he was the beginning. Worst.
Golly. Let's see. Eddie, what do we not know about Ray? Eddie said...
This is funny. This is funny. So Ray, I walked by his computer the other day. And, I mean, again, he's got a big desktop computer and it's huge and it was open and no one was here. It was just me and Scuba.
Tread lightly.
And, and I look over and it's...
Kinky.
It's a live stream of a pool in Punta Cana. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is this? And I look at it, and yeah, it's live of this pool, and behind the pool is the beach. And there's like two people walking back there. And I look at Scoob, I'm like, hey, Scoob, what is this? He's like, oh, Ray, ever since he went to Punta Cana, he like streams it.
Oh, you're watching your old.
All it takes is one little look at it in your mind. It's amazing how you can go right back to that beach. And it's awesome.
So that's what it is. You
yeah.
using that.
I look at the picture and I think and feel all the exact same things I felt when I was there for a week.
Oh, so what you're saying, like, less stress, no life?
And it happens with one look at the live stream.
What's the saying?
Less stress, more life.
More life, yeah.
You went no life.
Less stress, no life?
I don't know.
There's no, when no life, no stress.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? A new study ranked the top party schools in the United States. Indiana University of Pennsylvania is number one.
Let's go.
I've never heard of it.
Indiana, Pennsylvania, that's what I'm saying, but yeah. They party. It's awesome.
How do they research this?
I think you should have to be a school we've heard of to make these lists. Indiana University of Pennsylvania, number one. Now, I have heard of number two, but what's funny is the second hardest partying school is Texas Christian University, TCU.
Oh, guys, ironic.
Guys going hard over there.
Birmingham Southern College at three. James Madison at four. Tarleton State at five.
Tarleton State.
You need to be in a Power Five conference in order to be on this list.
Yeah, like I was thinking, like, okay, where's Texas State, Texas Tech?
Not Power Five. Second one, Power Five.
But I think that you have to have good grades and study hard to be in those big schools. Like these smaller schools, it's just party, man.
That's what I'm saying. I want
TCU is probably not easy to get into.
It's from the Wall Street Journal. I need to. It's not fun for me if I don't know the school. If I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
And I do not know where Washington and Lee University is.
Oh, I do. I have friends that went there.
Oh, that's sweet. So anyway.
Where is it?
It's on the East Coast somewhere, right? I mean, it's one of those.
Okay, you can't even go East Coast somewhere exactly. You claim you know.
I just know that people from my graduating class went to Washington and Lee.
Like, but you said you do know where. But you just said I know where it is.
But I've heard of. Okay, fine. I should have been more specific. I know people that went to that school. Where is it? Where is it?
It's one of the 48 states.
It's one of the 48 states. Whatever. I'll clarify.
It's in Virginia.
Okay. Thank you.
People, no, but in the Virginia mountains. But you said I know where that is.
Mm-hmm. I should. That's what I'm saying. I should have been.
That
specific.
Would be like going. I know where that is. Where? America.
Okay. Earlier you had said I should have heard of these places, and I'm just saying people from my school went there.
I've heard of James Madison.
Yeah.
Where's that one?
Probably the right hand side of the country.
So that way.
I'm gonna go right hand side of the country. It is in Virginia, so I was right.
There we go.
Boom. I can play this game 50-50.
Tarleton State.
Tarleton State. I'm going to go Tarleton State in the
Tyler,
bottom half.
Texas.
Bottom half of the country.
Right?
Tarleton State is in Texas. Stevensville. Bottom half. I'm right again. I know where all these places are. Give me another one. It doesn't matter what college you
play. Where is Lehigh?
Lehigh. I'm going to go top. Oh, I'm going to go quarters. I'm going to go. I'm going to cut it into quadrants, and I'm going northeast quadrant.
Top right.
Lehigh is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Nice work, dude.
This game that Amy created is the easiest game
job,
ever.
Amy.
Wow.
Yeah, no problem.
I know exactly where it is. Quadrant one. let's see. A guy ate 135 Carolina Reaper peppers in one sitting.
Okay.
Some people, and I bet it wasn't just, I bet it was hot for him, but people just have different tolerances for stuff.
Yeah.
There are probably certain people that can eat a Carolina Reaper and feel nothing. Some just a little bit. Some super sensitive. Remember, Amy, I'm going to die.
Oh, gosh, that was terrible.
Some might need to go to the hospital.
What did you say?
Somebody help me.
Oh, that's what it was.
Oh, that was scary.
I was like banging on the table, and I'm like, help me.
I never shut the show down. And Amy goes, help me. I goes, we can.
She was crying, help me.
All right, let me play a mid-roll here. Thank you. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Car thieves steal nearly every car from a Philadelphia dealer that was open less than a week.
How did they do that?
Every car.
Well, you know, when you're new, you're trying to figure things out.
You leave the keys in. You're like, I don't know, let's try this tonight. But it feels like one of those smash and grabs where 30 people run in and bash and you can't catch them all. Because you'd have to do something like that to get that many cars, because you're not going to go one at a time. But a Philly area car dealership was dealt a devastating blow. This is from The Drive. After being open for less than a week, according to ABC 6, thieves broke into the dealership Tuesday night, ransacked the front office, found the keys to seven cars. They only had seven cars?
Oh, that's different. I pictured like 100.
But still, seven's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Record.
No, yeah, it's a lot. But
if you have seven dudes, you can do that.
I pictured like a real dealership.
Yeah, me too.
With a ton of cars. But still, that's a lot. That sucks.
There were guys in high school that stole a beer truck. They didn't steal the actual truck. They just cut the lock and stole all the beer out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like 20 dudes.
But not the truck. Did they drive off with the truck?
No, they just emptied it out.
So they didn't steal the beer truck.
They stole the beer.
In the beer truck.
Yeah.
Got it.
And spring break was awesome that year.
You had some of that beer?
Well, I mean, it was there.
I feel like that was a common thing. We were in high school. Beer runs or whatever they called it.
Beer runs when you go buy beer.
No. Beer.
Hey, not where she's from.
What happened, Amy?
No, not my friends in Washington and Lee. They they would just go. There was this one gas station in Austin on Exposition and down by Austin High. And they would... 7-Eleven, and they knew the times or whatever, and they would go and they would steal beer for the weekend. I wonder where those guys are now.
Yeah,
they're kind of known.
Imagine
they were kind of known for it.
Hey, the Powerball $1 billion tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pay up?
Yeah, I'm just paying for it. It's like buying insurance.
Just in case we win,
because I don't think that I'm gonna go. I'm gonna wreck my car today, but I do have insurance, so I don't think Scuba's gonna have the winning lottery ticket. But I'm gonna pay.
But it's $20 for peace of mind, you know.
It's a lot of money.
I just hate myself after we lose, though, so it's not really peace of mind. Like, okay, here we go. LOTTO, boom, $20 sent.
Thank you.
You guys getting in or no?
No, I can't do it.
I would recommend you not.
Thank you.
But I mean, I have insurance too for a reason.
But yeah, I would recommend you not. You also have kids.
You know? Man, I go through this whole thing where
they
in my
can
mind,
take their lunch.
What?
Wait, your mind or what?
Just all day, I'm thinking of like how I'm going to win and what I'm going to do with the money. It's going to be awesome, and I daydream, and then like the next day we don't win.
Well, that's because you don't need to have expectations like that. You just
Why not?
Play
that's
for
the
fun.
Best part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's bordering on lunchbox. Like,
yeah.
Dude, it takes
psychotic,
over my mind.
Psychotic about it.
Like it would just change your life.
Yes.
It would be amazing. Like, I would, I'd go to the beach immediately.
Would you quit immediately?
Yes. 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 Man, I don't think you'd hear from me, honestly, for a little bit. Like, honestly?
Who is you? Is it this show or
anyone,
me?
My phone. Anyone. I only think
you're telling me if you won the lottery, you wouldn't call me.
Well, you would know.
But I mean, I'm your best friend. You wouldn't even be like, I just want. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll probably text you, and then that's it. And then crickets. Crickets, dude.
That's
I'd be
rude,
gone.
Dude.
No, I'm just telling you that how much I'd
want to share my enjoyment, even if I wasn't giving you money. Like, I would want to share the excitement with
the people that are closest to me. I'd be like, come on, let's go.
You're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be like, wow,
no,
where
I'm
is
not,
Eddie
first,
right
I'm
now?
I'm not even quitting the job.
That's crazy.
No
That's
chance.
Crazy.
0% chance I'll quit the job.
Like, why would you want to wake up early and come to work? Like, this job's awesome. Don't get me wrong. But why would you want to wake up early when you don't have to wake
well,
up early?
I don't
early?
Like to waking up early, but it's a net gain for me
what
overall.
Saying, dude.
I mean, it's like a purpose.
I get that you don't want to work, but I've been building this thing forever, and I love doing what I do. And so I would keep doing it. I don't do it now because I need the money.
I go fishing on the boat. And then you would be like, I wonder where Eddie is today.
No, I'd be like, Eddie's a dick because he's supposed to be my best friend. Now he's got money. He's gone.
Now he has money. I'll be back. It's just, I think for the first like few months, I'd be gone for a little bit.
Whatever. I sent you $20, Scuba.
Thank you, Eddie. You in now? All that daydreaming?
Nah, dude, I'm out.
You did all that daydreaming?
And you're not even $20
That's
in?
What I'm saying because at the end of the day, I'm not going to win.
How do you know?
Well, yeah. Hey, Ray, Ray said he has a bone to pick with someone on the show for what they said. What happened here?
Yeah, so this is you and Mike, because you guys both watched Barbie, the movie, and said how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my wife bought it. I believe it was $30. Really expensive, but we were desperate for a date night. So we did Barbie in our
you
house.
You can buy it at home now?
Oh, yeah.
And so we bought it. And I was so excited. I said, man, all these rave reviews. Let's watch this thing. What the? It's like a girl movie.
It's so good.
It is a girl movie.
I mean, it is so girly. How is that a good movie? It was so bad.
Okay.
Especially, hey, want to get beach? And the waves don't move because apparently in Barbie, they don't move.
Barbie land.
Right.
Barbie world.
But a lot of that is the humor of it.
I get the humor of it for 5 seconds, but for a whole movie, all pass.
Fair.
Thanks.
What about your wife? Did she like it?
She loved it because she's a girl.
No. Okay.
I mean, I never I never played with Barbies growing up.
But that's your opinion, and I can appreciate it and respect it.
All right.
And Mike.
I bought it. I can't finish it.
What about the message, Ray? Like, what about, Ray?
Wait, hold on. Everybody hold. Eddie, I'm coming to you in a second. Mike.
I love the movie, but
I love it too.
I can see why Ray wouldn't
so
like it.
So can I. I don't think he
Wait,
looked,
what does that mean?
I don't think he looked through the first layer of beach.
Oh, I understand the layers.
Okay. And that's good. And maybe you do.
Yeah, it just doesn't really seem like a movie that would entertain him for right. the entire time.
Okay, now Eddie.
I bought it. And I've been trying to watch it for 2 weeks now, and I start it, and like 10 minutes later, I'm just like, I don't know. And then I just fall asleep, and then I try it again the next day. I'm like, let's try Barbie again.
That's fair.
And I cannot finish that movie.
It's not for everybody.
I have nothing against it. I think it's fine. I think Ryan Gosling's funny. He's funny in it. But
I want to push you around. Well, I will. It's fine.
It's not great.
It is great.
It is great.
I loved it. I thought the humor was right on. They were making fun of
patriarchy.
Sure, in that way.
Explain that. What does that mean?
How men are just the rulers.
Yeah.
The winners.
Yeah.
When Ryan Gosling is like
checking out books.
Yeah, he's like, he's reading about it. He's like, I need to talk to a doctor. And the woman's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. She goes, no. I need to talk to a doctor.
That's funny.
It's a dude who's like not even. I mean, it's just stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
But it's also making fun of the fact that, the sexism in America, the patriarchy.
Yeah.
So. When it's just how you've been conditioned to, because then Barbie, it was flipped. And so that's why when he came to America, he was like, oh my gosh, you're telling me like I can rule the land?
Yeah.
Right. Which is, again, like it flipped.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's a cool concept. No, yeah, I liked
it a lot.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You didn't. I ain't going to hate it on you. All right. Well, Ray, thank you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do one more thing here. Eddie, are your kids Cowboys fans now or no?
They are all in.
Okay. Now?
Well, one has been all in from the beginning. My oldest, he's kind of wishy-washy. I mean, he's never not been a Cowboys fan, but he's in now. And then I think our 8-year-old, he's kind of on the fence.
So the Cowboys are winning.
Yes.
They're extra fans now?
Well,
do they wear stuff to school?
They've all. So my 9-year-old, well, he's 10 now. He just turned 10. He has always been a huge fan. He's worn jerseys forever. But then there was a time like 3 years ago where he's like, I don't want to wear my jersey to school. Like, why not? Because kids are making fun of me. They're saying the Cowboys are no good, mm-hmm. blah, blah, whatever. So he wouldn't wear his jersey to school. Now that the Cowboys are winning, guess what?
Can you wear your jersey to school though?
Yeah, there's like Fridays. You can wear whatever you want.
Got it.
And now he says, Dad, Dad, there are kids wearing cowboy stuff at school now. And I'm like, all right, sit down. I got to talk to you. This is an important lesson. Don't be friends with them. Remind them that they weren't there when the Cowboys were doing good. Because there is a problem in America where kids don't think that they have to be a fan of a team, whether they're winning or losing. They're just fair weather. I mean, oh, the Chiefs are doing good. I'm a Chiefs fan this year. Oh, Tom Brady, I'm a Bucks fan this year. No, you have to teach people, especially when you get older, you got to be a fan of a team, right, whether they're winning or losing, or else you're not going to have friends when you grow up.
What?
How did the Preds do last year, Eddie?
The Predators.
Yeah.
They didn't do very well last year.
Yeah. You didn't follow them, really?
Not really, no. Yeah,
but the years when they were, like, in the playoffs and stuff, and you were a Preds fan.
Yeah, I had jerseys.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, fair weather.
But I'm not waving a Chicago Blackhawks flag around.
No, but you did that with the Preds when they were good. You were like, I'm Preds.
Yeah. I haven't really done that because they're not doing well. But I'm not a fan of another team. That's my point.
But you're a fan of that team when they win.
Yeah, sure.
And you're not a fan of that team when they lose. That's called a fair weather fan.
No. I'm still a fan, but I'm not like publicly wearing stuff of the Preds.
You're like, I don't know. They didn't do good.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Don't you think kids need to learn that lesson?
No, I think adults do too, like you.
Mm-hmm.
I will never support another football team. Cowboys, that's my team, whether we're 1-17 or undefeated. I will be a Cowboys
fan. Two things. One, loyal. Two, you say undefeated or weird.
Undefeated.
Yes. All right. Let's see if there's anything else. Your kid's football team does something that's making some of the players mad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a rule where they can't, if they're late, they have to run laps. But here's the thing, they're 10 years old, so their parents are making them late.
Hilarious.
So the kids are like, I wasn't late. My dad's the one that was
late.
That's
so funny.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking like
that, you can't make the parents wrong.
Why not? I feel like, see, I'm one of the parents that makes jokes all the time.
That's
and like
funny.
All the dads kind of like think I'm funny. I'm thinking about just saying, and so I'm thinking about standing up and being like, hey coach, make the dad run too. See what happens.
Eddie.
That's hilarious. I would be upset too if I were a kid and my parent made me late and then I had to run because the parent.
It's not fair.
Yeah, Stevenson used to have to say to me like, Mom, I need to be there on time. I have to be there on time. I don't want to get in trouble. And so I'd be like, okay, fine.
So the coach is totally sending a message to the parent, right?
Yes, totally.
Everybody. And teaching the kids, too, for that, future.
But that park is a nightmare, I tell you.
It is a nightmare, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was late one time, and I was never late again. Because, yeah, it is a nightmare. But you learn.
Sometimes
you have to. I think it's hilarious.
Hop out and run.
Oh, I've done that. I've dropped them off at the front of the park.
Yes.
Go.
I'll meet you back over here in a minute.
Yes. Yeah, because the pileup of cars is so long that they would definitely get there faster if they just hop out and run.
Yeah.
All right. We're done here. Thank you guys for being here in the old poster. Lunchbox is sick, so we'll see what's up with him. And are we going to Bobbycast it up today, Mike?
Yeah, we'll get it up later today.
Okay, so we'll put it up later today. Here's what we did. I had a Lenny Kravitz interview at iHeartRadio Music Festival, and I said that Lenny Kravitz was one of my top five coolest music artists I've ever met. So we all got together and went over the top five musical artists we ever met in our just generally. Or meet.
Ever.
Yeah, it's meet.
Ever.
Yeah, it's meet, right? You had to meet. You had the top five musical artists that you've met in your life.
Correct.
Oh, that's cool.
This is funny.
So get this, though. We were driving from Manhattan, Kansas to Kansas City, about a two-hour drive doing this podcast in the SUV, and our driver, who, just a nice guy, chilling, driving us back, all the way across. He just started talking too, so he jumped in as well.
He was just laughing at what we were saying.
So
he's
like,
I have a person.
Yes, yeah. Host, guest.
Kind of. He just hops in and is part of the group.
That's funny.
But he also saw some aliens.
He did.
Talked about that.
Like for real?
Yeah, you got to listen.
It'll be up today on the Bobbycast. We talk about the Lenny Kravitz interview and then all of us. Warren.
I
gotta text him and be like, it's coming up. I told him I'd text him when it was coming out. All right, that's it. Thank you guys. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are,
mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.